Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Greetings, listener dear! I am Thomas Edward Parry.
And I am Benedict David Clark.
And I am Matthew Paul Crosby.
Welcome to officially most formal start to a house meeting, everyone.
It's a house meeting, of course.
And it's time for us to find out what the listener's full name is. And it is actually Listener Sincerely Dear.
Oh,
it's nice, isn't it?
So it's Sincerely the middle
name. Sincerely is their middle name. Greetings, Listener Sincerely Dear.
Sincerely is my middle name.
Yeah, exactly right. LSD.
I like
a coincidence?
It.
And you decide. Oh.
People do ask where we get our crazy ideas from. And that's what we do. We take a lot of psychedelic drugs. Mm-hmm. And then 4 or 5 days later, we record these podcasts whilst weeping. So if you enjoy these podcasts, don't forget to join our Patreon. Now, a few people have asked us this, and yes, when you join, the second you join, you get all of the back catalogue of bonus episodes.
Whoa. That's like opening your front door and there's a dump truck full of content, just heaving content onto your doorstep.
I think emphasis on the word dump there. Yeah, it's 75 plus episodes of bonus content, and they're all there, including all of the Flatshare lockdowns. We've got over 50 episodes of Flatshare lockdown. You get all of them the second you join the Patreon, $5 and
kiss
above.
Goodbye well to it. Sweet, sweet silence. You need never experience silence again.
No, you know, they say silence is golden. But I tell you what, our Patreon is platinum.
Exactly right. Oh, exactly right. Beautiful. Do not be plagued anymore by your own thoughts. Be plagued by ours instead. Your catchphrase was better.
Yeah. But thanks so much for being plagued by our thoughts. Also, we're going to be doing another live Flatshare Slamdown.
We're actually live.
We're actually live. So far, we have booked Joe Wilkinson. So the return of Joe Wilkinson. Yeah. Very, very exciting to have him back on the show. I messaged him the other day. He said, can I do it in the evening? It's in the evening, Joe, so you're in luck. And he said, and can I be terrible? So look forward to that. That should be on the 12th of August. If you go to eventbrite.co.uk and search for Pappy's Flatshare, you should find the tickets there. Or you can go to our Twitter, which is at Pappy's Tweet, and we will have a link in our pinned tweet.
Right. Today is a real treat. We have a monolithic debate, which brings about some brave results.
I've had a thought.
I've got an issue.
I've got a question I want to ask you.
I want to talk.
I want to chat.
Okay, let's sit down and chew the fat.
House meeting. Meeting.
Meeting. What temperature should we set the heat?
House meeting. Meeting.
Meeting. Why on earth am I always weeping?
House meeting. Meeting.
Meeting. Who wet my bed while I was sleeping?
Let's have a house meeting. Meeting.
Meeting. What's the point? Does life have a meaning?
House meeting.
Hello.
Oi, oi.
Hello, mate.
So the other day, right, yes. it was Cleo's first birthday.
Congratulations, Cleo. The big 12 months.
Congratulations, yeah. Yeah, she's made it. She made it through her first year. She's doing pretty well. Do you say congratulations on a birthday? I guess you do. Would you say congratulations? Like, there are, I think, significant milestones you say congratulations. Would you say congratulations on, like, a 7th birthday or a 23rd birthday?
I mean, 23rd's a bit, it's a duff. You wouldn't say anything on a 23rd birthday.
23rd birthday, basically.
I wouldn't be able to look you in the eye if it was your 23rd birthday.
There's no point having a 23rd birthday, is there?
I'd kind of shuffle past and kind of awkwardly tap the shoulder and just be like, no words, and move on.
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's it. It's kind of... I think we could maybe do away with quite a few birthdays and make them better.
Okay.
I think that's actually a really good idea.
So,
and that's coming from me, and I'm big on my birthday.
But, I mean, you know, famously, it's your favourite thing, your birthday. You go, like, my partner's pregnant at the moment, and every Thursday...
Oh, congratulations.
Congratulations.
Thank you, thank you. Every Thursday, she says, it's you know, it's birthday, it's Bean's birthday, another week older. And I'm like, no way, not having that. We cannot every Thursday say happy birthday to the baby. So it's like...
Why not? If you can applaud for the NHS workers, you can say happy birthday to a baby.
No, look, don't get me started on that. No. So now it's like once a month. So now when it's like, okay, it's 7 months, then it's like, okay, I'll buy into it and I'll be like, happy birthday, baby. But obviously don't get used to this, because we don't want to set this baby up feeling that every month we're going to be like, happy birthday. So like I'm saying, you know, cool your jets.
Well,
but it has got me thinking. That's the thing. It's got me thinking of this is like, first birthday, great. Celebrate the hell out of it. Cleo, yeah. You've earned it. Congratulations.
Well, also, it's not really for the baby at that stage. It's for the parents.
Yes.
You know, the baby doesn't know it's Cleo doesn't know it's her birthday.
Yeah.
So
I'll give you one and two. I think you can have one and two happy days. We could lose.
Whoa. No way. We're losing third birthday. That's the first one to be culled.
We could lose three or four. And then five.
That's like the first one they're going to remember.
One, two, five.
Thank you.
Five's going to be...
Clarky is speaking absolute sense here.
Look, five's going to be off the scale.
I was going to say, I was going to say, up to 18, you keep all the birthdays.
I would say 100%.
Are you mad? 14? You're keeping 14? You're keeping 14th?
You mad? Like, what?
You mad? No,
are you mad? Wait, are you mad?
Wait, sorry, bro. No,
also,
my turn. Are you mad, though? Sorry to interrupt, but are you fucking mad, bro?
Wait, Parry, I take that on board, but are you mad?
We've turned into Arsenal TV, and I like it.
Also, congratulations.
Congratulations, but are you mad, though, bro? 14, it's gone. I'm giving 14 the high hat.
When you're younger, your birthdays mean everything.
Yeah, I also say the high hat doesn't mean getting rid of something, by the way. Giving it the high hat is not...
I wish it did. Clarky, your birthdays still are everything to you. I can't believe you're trying to pass this when you're young shit. So, look, I'm telling you, it's sweeter for the weight, baby. You give them 13. Oh, great. We're all celebrating you're a teenager. There is no 14, I'm afraid. That happens without fanfare. 15 is fucking huge. 16 we're keeping. 17's gone, I'm afraid. 18, ding, 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 ding,
no,
ding.
No. Stop. Here's the thing. The younger you are...
Sorry, Matthew, just to interrupt you. Are you mad?
I am fucking mad. I'm livid is what I am. Okay, I'm livid at the moment.
Okay.
When you are... The younger you are, the longer a year feels, right? Mm-hmm. So if you say to a 13-year-old kid, have a great birthday. By the way, you're not celebrating another birthday for 2 years.
Yeah.
You may as well say you're never celebrating another birthday again.
Strap in, snowflake. Unlucky millennial. What are you going to do? Tweet about it. We need to take... Look, these guys, they're too soft. I'm taking away 17.
I know you've moved out of the London media bubble, but...
You Islington Ramonas.
He's moved out and he's instantly making cuts.
It's gone. I'm telling you, we can't afford... Maybe that's what this really is about. Maybe I'm worried I won't be able to afford to keep my child in birthdays.
But it's also, you're not even willing to say happy birthday, because that's all that your partner is asking.
Why would you say happy birthday if we're not celebrating a birthday? This is what I'm prepared to say. 14 now. That's it.
Ooh. I can just, I mean,
14
I hope this,
now.
I hope this is not the kind of parent you're going
to
be.
Hey, I'm going to go to town on 15. It's going to be bells and whistles, mate. Happy 15th birthday. We
why
love
are
you.
Picking, why
you're
are you
incredible.
Picking 15?
It made
why
the list. I don't know. It made the list. I don't make the fucking rules.
You do make the rules.
You
you're literally making these rules right now.
Looking at the list. I'm just looking at the list and 14 didn't make it, but 15 did. You go, oh, 15's there because you can go and see 15 films now. Ding, 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 ding.
Oh, I genuinely, for a second, I was like, that's a lot of films.
Hell of a birthday. Hell of a birthday.
That is bells and whistles. They're going to be knackered.
Too many films. Too many films, if anything. Too many films.
By the time you're in your 20s, you're going to need an extra year just to get through all the films.
Okay, listen, if you Islington snowflakes want to ring fence 18 under. That's what you want to ring fence, isn't it?
No. I want to ring fence.
You want to take that off the table.
First 30, I do, yeah. The first 30 you get.
Fuck Ooh. Me. Hang on. I mean this sincerely now. Are you mad? 22. You're ring fencing 22.
Yeah.
You're ring fencing 23.
Yeah.
That's where we started, Crosby.
They're part of the problem, mate.
I'm saying, listen, I'm saying it's not much of a birthday, 23rd birthday. It's not a landmark birthday. Now, but I'm not saying it shouldn't happen.
Look, if I'm coming across as a cruel dad, you're coming across as someone who wants to pack up the old people and send them off to Dignitas. You're saying just because you're old, you can't have birthdays.
No, I'm not. No, Parry, I'm absolutely not.
You're saying once you turn 30, mate, you're no good for birthdays?
That is not at all what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's how it's coming across to me. And honestly, it sounds
I'll tell you
very
why it's
slightly
across
mad,
you like that,
mate.
Because you don't listen to a fucking word I say.
sounds very slightly mad, bro. So, look, 20... Oh, my God.
Where have you... What did you just pull out of your... Oh, did you just pull something out of your... Where did you get that shuttlecock from?
It was underneath... It was behind...
Well, you sat on a shuttlecock this entire time. That explains so much.
I've been sat on a shuttlecock.
Perry,
that was underneath the sofa that I'm on.
I thought there was a spring in your step.
Hey, that sounds like it could be a good saying, doesn't it? He was sat. I tell you what, for that, did you listen to the birthday debate? Parry was sat on a shuttlecock for the whole time.
Yeah, but you were literally sat on a shuttlecock, so it's not a.
That's how sayings are born.
That's where it comes from.
Where does the saying "sat on a shuttlecock" come from? Oh well, the great birthday debate of 2020. 2020 is remembered for a lot of things, sure. But one of the main things...
I don't think so.
The great birthday debate. You remember when 14 was called? Well, hang on. 14 was a birthday that used to be celebrated. Yeah, back in the day. Back in the mad old 20th century when...
In the mad bright days.
Gluttony ruined the planet. Excess. I tell you who'd support me. Greta. We're getting rid of 14. Think of all the wrapping paper that's going. Think of all the plastics that are being saved. Yes.
Are you wrapping stuff in plastic?
I'm wrapping.
He gives it you in a plastic bag.
Yeah.
Most wrapping paper's not recyclable.
No,
I'm here to tell you, 14's gone, my friend. Boom.
Wrapping paper for a first birthday as well, when the presents were like in the front room. Clea was playing around the presents before they got wrapped. She just didn't know they were her presents. Then we wrapped them.
Yeah.
And then literally... handed them to her. She unwrapped them. She doesn't even care about the unwrapping process. We have to do most of the unwrapping, but it feels
Crosby,
like you've got to do it.
Crosby, you make a very pertinent point. One is gone. No first birthday. Oh, Crosby just made the case for it. There's no need. The baby's
here's
too
something,
young.
Here's something
I'd say
I
wrapping
make.
Paper should go.
Yeah, that's it.
Well, if wrapping paper 100%. Goes, then I think we can all agree if wrapping paper goes, then there's no point having a fucking birthday.
Is that the best thing about your birthday?
You're just going to hand people things.
No, yeah. But this is the thing. We all know now we're living in the time of the gift bag. And the great thing about the gift bag is
it goes
you
round
pop it in
and round.
And then
round.
You're like, brilliant, I've also got something to give you your present back in a few months' time.
Absolutely. We've got some really nice gift bags that, for some reason, have started creeping their way towards the recycling.
No.
Although
no,
I will say no, we do have a drawer full of gift bags that I've never reused.
Yeah, I'm concerned about that. I'm overwhelmed by gift bags. Does that mean that I don't give enough presents? I think if I was more generous with my present giving, then surely there'd be a healthy ratio of there'd barely be a gift bag in my house. You know, it's one in, one out.
You know what? I think the thing is, I often will buy the present on the way to the party also buy the gift bag at the same time on the way to the party.
Yeah,
it's a little often. I'm a little bit last minute.
It's an extra fiver you don't need. You got like you go to £4 bottle of wine, but the gift bag is £5. That's crept it up to a tenner.
Oh, that bottle of Echo Falls was absolutely delicious, though. By the way, mate,
lovely gift bag, though. Lovely gift. Never mind the wine stinks, but enjoy the gift bag. Look at that. You'll get some money back out of that. There's your tenner. Quid on the card, $4.99 Echo Falls. Chuck the rest on the gift bag. Self-service checkout. You're off. So, I've had an idea.
Yeah, go on.
Oh yeah.
Your last idea. It was fucking brilliant.
Don't think the great birthday debate's finished because I haven't even started on 28 yet. We didn't get to things like 28, ring fencing 28.
Wait, sorry. Is your idea the same idea?
No. This is a different idea. Okay. You can only give presents in a gift bag. Every household, every individual is given 5 gift bags. You can't give a present unless it's in a gift bag.
You know what, Parry? This is a good idea.
Yeah.
This is like the 5 top friends on MySpace again. No.
Because you don't have to. It's not going to be the same 5 bags all the time. It just means that.
Yeah.
You need to receive as much as you give.
But if you're getting a present, you must know, oh, this is only one of the 5 they're allowed to give, right?
No. You can keep giving all the way through the year because you're always going to be getting new bags in, aren't you?
You're going to be getting gift bags, aren't you?
Get you. Okay, yeah.
It's not saying that we can only give 5 presents.
Are you
that
mad,
would be
bro?
That's the sort of idea that Parry would have. Yeah, sure. It sounds like a Parry idea, but it's not the idea he was saying. Are you mad?
You mad, bro.
Instead,
at start of the year, you buy your 5 bottles of Echo Falls.
Yeah. And then, so
you're like, happy 15th birthday.
So if you get rid of your 5 bags early doors, which let me tell you, February is a minefield for the Parry family. Okay. Like there are so many people in the Parry family and they all seem to have their birthdays in February.
I also have my birthday in February as well. So
I mean, you're,
well, you're part of the problem. Parry
you're
family.
An extended member,
thank
bro.
You. Thank so, you, bro.
So guys, obviously.
Do you know when my birthday is, by the way?
Oh, God. I cannot believe that this is your thing.
How
imagine
are you
that.
Doing? We're in July now, and you're doing the ramp up to your birthday.
Well, it's only just happened, isn't it? It's close to my birthday.
Yeah, but.
And also, I mean, look, with the lockdown, the pandemic, it didn't really happen this year, did it? So we're gearing up for a big one next year. Yeah. By the way, if you had tickets for Clarkie's birthday this year, they will be usable at next year's event.
It's a rollover.
Don't ask for a refund, guys, please.
Please don't ask for a refund. unless he croaks it. So, hang on. Clarkie, what birthday is it next year?
Oh, it's 40?
It's allowed.
It's the biggie.
It's allowed. Now, if my rule book had stuck around, you wouldn't have celebrated a birthday this year anyway. 39? Not interested, mate.
You've got to have 39. End of your 30s. You've got to have 39.
I'm with Tom on that. I think 39's gone.
39 didn't make the list, mate.
Oh my God.
Once you get past.
You love a birthday.
Look, he does love a birthday, but look, I'm saying I'll give you 36.
Oh, 36?
There's something about 36.
Who wants 36?
There's something about 36.
Nah,
37,
mate.
Gone. 38, not even interested. 39,
I was going to say, by the time you get into your 30s every 5 years,
I like it. But what, you're not going to do 64?
That's the rule. You celebrate the early, the mid and the late.
Are you not doing 64 though?
As in for the Beatles?
Just
yeah,
for the song.
You've got to do that. The only thing I don't like about
birthday,
that is I've got to watch 64 films and I can't do that. I'm on borrowed time as it is.
I've got you a ticket to a short film festival, mate. I've got your back,
yes,
bro.
Yes. The loophole.
Open the gift bag. It's a ticket to a short film festival.
Where's my Echo Falls?
Said no one ever.
That
yes,
would be a bad present.
A short film festival. No offence, Clarkin.
House meeting. For what belief would you take a beating?
House meeting.
So anyway, February, I've splurged my 5 gift bags. Now, tricky, because I'm going to have some kind of mini event to get myself back into gift bags. What do you do?
You're going to have to get engaged. You're going to have a baby shower, something like this.
Something's got to happen.
There's got to be something.
A housewarming. Just something to get a gift bag my way because I'm out of gift bags. But actually, or do something nice for it. I'm not saying you need motivation to do something nice for a neighbour, but, you know, you do something nice for someone, there's a chance of a gift bag in there. Then you get to give your gift bag. You got to think, oh, Dad's birthday's coming up. I've got to earn a gift bag somehow.
Can I ask a question about the gift bag? Is the gift bag mandatory? Or can you occasionally, like, say, for example, I'm giving you the tickets to the short film festival. That's going to fit inside a card, right? We don't need a gift bag for the tickets.
No, it's got to be in a gift bag.
Everything's gift bag from now on.
Yeah, that's the system.
Okay. I don't dislike the system. I worry that a popular man like yourself and a man from a large family, five might be
like
too
myself.
Few. That's the person I was talking about when I said man from a large family. This reminds me, by the way, this reminds me of when I was pissed at the Soho Theatre, and Megan showed up with a bunch of her friends, and she introduced me as Matthew, and the guy who she was with said, "Oh, Matthew," and I went, "That's my name," and he went, "Yeah, I know, I was saying hello, Matthew." Great. Didn't hang around much longer after that. I thought that, you know, that's a sign it's time to go home. When someone says your name to you, having just been told your name, and you go, "That's my name." Anyway, yes. So, Parry, I think five might be too small a number.
If it's not in a gift bag, you have to get the monetary value for the object. So, if you give me tickets to a short film festival,
which I'm going to next birthday, but which I assume you're not going to be celebrating.
I feel like this is the new rule now: all presents are tickets to short film festival.
Hang on, my next birthday is the big 4-0.
Oh, your next birthday is the big one. Sorry,
it's on the list.
I'm sorry, Par. I genuinely thought it was 41, but
he's jumped right over it.
I've jumped to birthday. No, I'm sorry.
Are you forcing me up to be the oldest member of the gang?
I think it's time you stepped up, mate.
I like it. I like getting the call. So if you're out of gift bags, but you want to give me a short film festival ticket,
I have to
give you the monetary value of it. See what I mean? So you could say, look,
if I say the tickets cost £8, I say happy birthday, I'm out of gift bags, you need to pay for my gift bag.
I have to give you £8. No,
yeah. Wait, oh, to pay for the present.
Yeah, so like I'll go like, look, I really want to get Clarkie a case ball, right? Because he hasn't got one.
A what?
Case ball. You know, like a Casey. A leather football.
Oh, football. Okay, yeah. Sorry. No, they're cool. You've got to realise I'm not a big sports fan.
Well,
and apparently neither is Clarkie.
You've been kids though, right?
Casey. I just wow.
What is a case ball? I know what a football is, but why?
Well,
you
have
a
like
case ball?
You have your plastic flyaways in the playground. You know, $1.99 from the shop.
And then
Or a sponge in the playground. Then you're awful when it rained.
Oh yeah.
Oh like, my god. Heading
the
sponge ball.
Ages. Oh.
Heading the sponge ball in the rain was, I tell you what, you certainly felt alive. Because it was heavy and then you headed it and then you got this shower of rain, dirt, water.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Straight into the eyes and gob, I imagine.
Yeah, and everything was slowed down, so it did feel like slow motion. It did feel like a film.
Well, like I say, everything slows down when you're younger. That's why a year takes ages. That's why you should have all the birthdays.
I'm happy to lose the first four.
This is madness now, Thomas. As a soon-to-be new father, try and square that. I appreciate you don't want the effort of saying happy birthday once a week. I appreciate that's too much of a drain on your time. But imagine saying to your child at three, no way. We're not doing it. I had a third birthday. Your mother had a third birthday. You don't get one.
Change, my friend. We need to change the world. Just because we had things doesn't mean our kids are going to have things.
You're a fucking Tory.
Things are going to change. Things have got to change, mate.
You are. I can't believe it. I always, from your Twitter, you seem like a very, you know, right-minded left-wing person, but it turns out you're actually a right-winged, wrong-minded person.
He's a birthday Tory.
Or am I trying to save the planet? It's up to you. You know, it depends which way you want to go. That's all. If you think rampant commercialism is left wing, then fine. If you think more purchasing more things, unnecessary things, giving things that don't need to be given.
Tickets to a short film festival is not an unnecessary thing.
Listen, mate. Is it an online ticket? If it's not in physical form, then I'm all up for it.
So if you buy something as an online ticket, you don't have to worry about the gift bag, and they don't have to give you the £8 for it. That's the loophole. That's the other loophole.
Oh no, they still have to give you the £8 for it.
Guys, can I make my announcement now? I've been waiting.
I can't believe that we've made tickets to a short film festival even worse.
Guys, can I make my announcement now? I've been waiting to make it since we started recording. I'm starting a short film festival. Now, tickets are available online. All I'm saying is we live in a society of excess. So we row back on the excess. It makes the moments that you do choose to celebrate even sweeter. Okay.
Well, this is an interesting sort of philosophical question you've landed on here.
Thank you.
Congratulations. Thank you. If you are having a really if you know you're going to have a really fantastic fifth birthday, but you're going to have a really really bad third and fourth birthdays, bad to the point of non-existence. When all the other kids are celebrating their birthdays, when all the other gift bags are getting handed around,
Who are all these other kids celebrating their birthdays?
Well, this is a system you're going to employ yourself. It's not going to be a worldwide system.
Yeah, that's the whole point.
Oh, it has to be multilateral disarmament.
Some cunt down the road isn't having a third birthday, and you're like, oh, they're not allowed. You're not allowed that, son. You know, it's not like that.
I can't imagine he would have been invited anyway. The way you talk about himself.
Hey, I've one
bit,
gift bag
bit
left.
Harsh about my,
I've got
bit
one
harsh
gift bag
about
left,
my
mate.
Kid, that guy.
So you're saying this is a thing that you know, in your dictatorship, this goes away. Everybody loses this birthday. So it just happens.
So you go, no one celebrates their first and second birthdays. Okay? You get your third, you get your fifth, you get your tenth. You get your seventh or something. Don't worry. Like I tell you, if there's
wait,
one
is they
thing,
going in this order? Because I'm really lost.
If there's one thing that has slightly swayed me, it is you've really persuaded me. You've lobbied very well for birthdays between the ages of 3 and 12. I think.
This is your compromise to me saying I want everything from 0 to 30. Definitely locked in and ring fenced. You're saying, I won't give you that, but what I will give you is, I'll give you 3 to 12.
There was a clause in the bill, 0 to 30 is no longer ring fenced, I'm afraid. In fact, we've sold the 12th birthday to the Americans.
What?
Sorry about that.
Those goddamn Yanks have got their hands on the 12th birthday. So what you're saying 3 to 12, not including 12.
No, hang on. I mean, look. All I'm saying is we don't need to get to the finer details of this now.
You also said 13 was a birthday you were going to celebrate. So why are you saying you get 3 to 12?
No, I'm saying
they're
ring fenced.
Don't worry, you'll get 13.
I think you get 3, 5, and 7.
What?
Say what? 3, 5, 7, 10,
and then all of them till 12. Oh, so confused. No,
you get 10. You maybe get 10, 11, 12, and 13, actually. You have a really good 4 years.
I just think it's sad.
You don't get your
14th. You don't get a ninth birthday.
Oh, no, I didn't have a ninth birthday, said no one ever.
Said everyone under your system.
I'll tell you which birthday I loved. My ninth.
I didn't have a ninth birthday is the sort of thing someone would be talking about in therapy.
I probably didn't have a ninth. I can't fucking remember it because it was my ninth birthday. I remember my tenth. Ding dong, had a Sony Walkman birthday cake. Yeah, bright yellow.
Whoa. That does
sound
cool,
and a bright yellow Sony Walkman. Fuck knows what I got for my ninth.
Whoa.
No one remembers their ninth, bro. I got a bright yellow Sony Walkman and the cassette of Cliff Richard's Summer Holiday. the soundtrack.
What?
And I just spent
Are you
the
sure
whole
you're not
day.
41? In fact, are you sure you're not 71?
I can tell you something for nothing. I'm a bachelor boy, and that's the way I'll stay. Happy to be a bachelor boy. Do you remember the weird dancing that he did on Bachelor Boy?
Yes. We've talked about that before. You've at least talked about that with me.
I'm obsessed. That's been one of the defining dance moves of my life.
You still do it? It's up there. It's up there. I think the moves. Yeah, definitely.
The hands
off, as if you are sort of sorting. Mail room in a very jaunty way.
He's not quite walking like an Egyptian. No, that's it. It's like he's almost walking like an Egyptian.
It's very
dance,
similar to walk like an Egyptian, yeah.
But it's more laissez-faire than that. It's less, you know.
And
it's
almost like
less culturally.
It's less angular. Kind of like, it's a softer.
Yeah. There's like a gay joie de vivre to it. It's phenomenal. If you've not seen it, please check it out. I'm sure it must be on YouTube. Am I saying that right? It must be on YouTube.
It's probably a bloody TikTok now, right, guys?
I tell you what, if Cliff is listening, I'd love it. If Cliff is listening and he wants to get on TikTok, I think it could reinvigorate his already stellar career. Anyway,
that was a really weird thing, because halfway through the sentence you realised you didn't want to insult Cliff Richard, your hero. So to reinvigorate his already stellar career, you don't need to reinvigorate something if it's already stellar.
This podcast,
something can be vigorous and still enjoy being reinvigorated, can't it? It'll be double vigorous.
It will be double vig, yeah. Double vigs on the dime.
The double vig, yes, please.
So, anyway, all I'm saying is there I was, 10 years old, Walkman on, bachelor boying around the kitchen. What a life.
Was that the best ever birthday cake you had?
I had one that was also a moonscape, with lots of ball bearings.
Oh,
and a
wow.
spaceship landed on the moon.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Wowee.
Mom used to really go for... Do you have defining birthday cakes?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Would this have been my 10th? It might have been my 10th birthday.
Oh, Kel surprise, it's not your 9th.
No, I tell a lie, it was my 9th. but yeah, I had the... the cake was shaped after a pin badge I had of the band INXS.
Jesus Christ, that is pure Crosby.
Yeah, yeah, pretty cool.
And there's the difference. 10-year-old Crosby has got an INXS pin badge.
Loved it.
10-year-old Parry's got Summer Holiday soundtrack blaring in his ears. We're at two different ends of the playground.
Absolutely. I liked a bit of yuppie rock, man. It's my style. It's what I was into.
That's fucking cool to be 10 and have a pin badge of INXS.
Well, I don't know. Is it? It's kind of you to say so.
I tell you what, it would have been cool if you were 9.
Yeah. You know what? I the thing is, though, when you're any age, like between, let's say, 3 and 14.
Oh, it's 3 to 4. Hang on, it's 3 to 14 now, is it? He's creeping up. I've told you I've ring-fenced 3 to 12, mate.
I thought you were allowing 14. I thought you said you were allowing 13, 14.
Yeah, but only at the expense of...
Oh, losing 6 and
You were
going
to get rid of
8.
Your first teenage birthday.
What, 13? Yeah. No, 13. 13's in there. 13's always been in there. It's a national treasure. It's the crown jewels or whatever they call it. It's like Wimbledon, you know.
It's like a Casey.
Yeah.
It's a fucking Casey of a
It's
birthday.
Like Wimbledon, it's the crown jewels, it's locked in, we're not losing that. B Sky Beacon, fuck off. Jog on, Murdoch, you're not getting anywhere near the 13th birthday, baby.
House meeting.
The socks only useful for putting your feet in.
House meeting.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
But when you're all of these ages, these little things, not a little thing, you know, it costs money, but these things are important to you, you know, because they are a way of you becoming you. They're a way of you becoming your personality. And yeah. So unfortunately, you know, yes, I suppose it is capitalist to go, I wanted things, but I also wanted to become a, I was becoming a person, I was shaping myself. And I think to remove the seventh or eighth, ninth birthdays, when I would have said, hey, could I please have a Eurythmics album or whatever it would be, you know, like, this is me. I don't have the money to buy these things myself. This is me.
Just wait till Christmas, mate. You get your Eurythmics album at Christmas, mate.
Oh, okay.
Christmas isn't going anywhere. I'm not a fucking monster.
You're not getting rid of Christmas. But
Christmas isn't going anywhere.
Christmas lacks, and I know, I'm sorry, I know you're a December birthday, but Christmas lacks...
Tread carefully, my friend. It lacks for you tread on my dreams.
I tread directly onto your birthday. Well, not directly. There's 9 days apart. But I think it lacks the individual joy that you get from a birthday.
You're still getting your Eurythmics album.
Yeah, but
to define yourself.
Yeah.
So you can be at the cool end of the playground.
The cool end of the playground. Yeah. The cool end of the playground. This is my Eurythmics album. Yeah.
I've got the Aristocats.
But at the same time,
O'Malley.
O'Malley. Everybody wants to be a cat because a cat's the only cat who knows where it's at.
I'm bachelor boy into Thomas O'Malley. No,
can I say though, Tom? Here's the thing: are you then saying that more people have to get you Christmas presents?
What? Well, they've got their five bags. They can.
Oh, Christmas is a nightmare for five bags.
Old five bag is having a tough time at Christmas.
Paul Gascoigne's other best friend. Give me five bags.
I swear to God, the absolute 3 day benders that him, Danny Baker, and Jimmy Five Bags used to go on. The Echo Falls was really flowing, I can tell you.
Oh, yes.
Chris Evans was sharp for a bit, then piss off to host the breakfast show for a couple of hours. Come back, steamed out of his mind.
It was a different time.
It was a different time. So you don't get presents from as many people at Christmas as you do on your birthday. Friends don't give you presents at Christmas time in the same way that... You don't get that shared communal joy of people, you know, of celebrating your friends and your friends celebrating you. That's what, you know.
Look, you're not going to go 20, you're barely ever, I don't think you're ever going to go 24 months till your next birthday. It just, all I'm saying is a bit more patience. You're going to get your birthday. It's just going to be a year away. It's okay. It's 14 now. And then big fuss for 15.
I don't know.
But we had previously discussed, right?
Previously.
That we were going to do...
On Babby's Facts, yeah.
That we're going to do Christmas every other year. Didn't we discuss that at some point?
All right, no, listen.
Are you mad, bro?
We can't do this. Why are we actively robbing people of joy?
But...
I've read the iTunes reviews, by the way.
It's a matter of having fewer celebrations, and so the celebrations you have are better.
Yes.
Exactly. So it's actually giving joy. In the same way that Tom's like, you know, if you say happy birthday every week, it starts to mean nothing.
Okay.
Exactly.
All right. I'm gonna put you in the mind of a 6-year-old who loves birthdays. Right, okay. Clarky, you're there already, great.
Sixth for me.
So what's happening here is you're saying to a 6-year-old, I know
six now.
I know your brother had a birthday, had a sixth birthday. I know your sister had a sixth birthday. You're not getting one. I know you've seen this. You live in this world. You've seen the system of people getting a birthday every year. Things are changing from now on.
What's the age difference here?
What's the age difference in these kids?
Yeah.
I don't know. There's 2 years between, 2 years apart, and then 4 years apart from the eldest.
Right, so this kid was four when he saw his brother have his sixth birthday.
Yeah.
Or his daughter, his sister.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't think it's going to be much of a bother for him.
I don't think you've spent time with four-year-olds. They remember these things. They will remember things like...
I've spent time with four-year-olds, bro. You don't think I spent time with four-year-olds? Can I shock you?
If anything, right. Too much time.
Can I shock you, bro? I've been one, mate. I've been around one.
Listen, here's the thing, Parry. I just don't think you can say to people that we're taking away birthdays. I appreciate. I know what you mean. We're having a big blowout for your 10th.
Fear change.
We're having a big blowout for your 10th is really exciting, but not when you are seven and you think I've got to skip a birthday for this, or I've got to skip two birthdays for
this. Look, man. Everything up to 18 stays. Has to.
Pussy.
Fucking hell. Can we get Tom away from the four-year-olds, please?
He's learnt all their slang terms.
I reckon 19 is the first birthday that you probably start to think, oh, I'm a bit too cool for that anyway. And it's the first really insignificant one because 18's a massive one.
You can go and drink legally.
20
yeah.
The year after. 19, very easily go. And,
22.
And from that point on,
19
you
gone,
can
22
start, you
gone.
Can start, yeah, that's it.
23 and 24.
You can start to really dial them down. Because at that point as well, you're like, you know.
Let's go to the other side of things now, because we've discussed 1 to 30 quite a lot, and we've failed to reach consensus, and I don't think we're going to do it today. But let's skip to, I'm going to propose that 70 onwards, you get every birthday back again.
Wait, I've got a new plan.
Clark
this is
got
good.
A new plan. Here we go.
When you get to 18 and you've got like a group of friends, you get together and you. You can't have a birthday on the same year.
What?
So only one of you celebrates? Because then, right, you know how you have like a glut of birthdays and as a result, like, you're never like, oh, we'll all go do a thing because it's like, oh, well, we can't do it for everyone's birthday.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
That
really
way.
It gets increasingly hard to get all of your mates together.
And that's why, like, stag do's are such, like, a great thing because everyone makes time for that because this isn't going to happen again this year.
Do you know what? It's true. When I was inviting people to my 40th, and sorry to any listeners who didn't get the invite, when I was inviting people to my 40th, I made sure I put 40th on it. Didn't want to. But I made sure I did because it's that thing of people going, well, this is a biggie. This is a significant birthday. We're going to have to show up. You know, if I said, oh, it's my 28th birthday, sure, people would believe it, but they wouldn't show up.
Yeah. So you've got like your big group of mates or whatever. Or a group of three, for example.
I think you're almost there, but you're not quite there.
Is this because you don't get to celebrate your 40th this year then? Because I've already had mine.
It's because one mate's going to get their 40th.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, but then you're like, well, look, you had the 30th.
Oh, I tell you what.
Hang on. So someone gets the 20th, someone gets 30th, someone gets the 40th.
Yeah, I think that's
how
that's
many friends are in this group? There's a lot of people not having the.
Well, Tom, we all know there are. we're trying to make it four, but she doesn't want to.
I thought you were going to say. When you get to 20 years old,
okay, yeah,
the government sends you a form and says you have 20 more birthdays.
I thought you were going to say that, and I think I actually agree with that.
You have 20 more birthdays.
You get 0 to 20, you get all of those, and then...
Mad that 14 stays. Mad, but carry on.
We're keeping 14, all right? Just allow this. And then you get 20
allow
birthdays.
Allow it, bro.
You get your 20th birthday, and it's a bit like getting the telegram from the Queen. In fact, let's make it the fucking Queen. The Queen sends you a loyalty card. you get it's got 20 little stamps on it. You can frank them every time you have a birthday, but it's 20. That's it. Done.
Do you have to make the call then?
No.
Do you have to send the form back?
Oh, right.
Do you have to send the form back at 20 years old and go, there, my 20 birthdays?
No. It's like holiday pay.
Or do you make the call on New Year's Eve?
No, you can make the call whenever.
I like making the call and doing it all. It's more exciting than that.
Because it's madness. Decisions I make in my 20s, it's great because a certain personality is going to go, I want every birthday between now and 40, baby, because I'm going to live fast, die young. Someone more cautious is going to go, no, I definitely want to celebrate my 85th birthday. Some people are going to be, you're saving for your 85th, you square. We'll all be gone by then. Some person will be going, do you know what? I'm going to do 3 a decade. It'll be a great insight into people's personality.
Yeah, but an insight into a person's personality when they are 20, I think, you know, like already, you know, decisions I made in my 20s are currently affecting me today. This podcast, for example. So we are three old men who are a warning from history. Listen, be careful how big you make your bed when you're 20. If you make it quite a small bed and invite two other people into it, then you're in trouble. You're tucked in a little too tight. You can't hop out.
But, you know, I think it's a good lesson to go like, well, you know, you have to. There are repercussions to your decisions. You've made big decisions. People get married when they're 20.
Can I just say, by the way...
Yeah, but then you're also allowed to get divorced. It's not locked in.
Oh, that's my other rule. No more divorces.
20 birthdays, no more divorces, good night.
Can I also say, by the way, and I don't want to labour this point, but it will feel fucking mental to someone if this 20th birthday is the only time you experience the idea of not having a birthday. Whereas, if it's been seeded by them not having a 7th birthday...
Yeah, the 19th...
By not having a 7th, by missing out on the 6th,
the 14th
has gone.
We're giving you 20
birthdays.
They're
still young. I'm not killing them. They're still fucking young. They're just not having a 9th birthday, the worst of all the birthdays.
That's not the worst, mate.
Sorry, Crosby, you were going to tell us something about Cleo's birthday.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. you know what? Like, I mean, I can tell it you now, but it's a little after the fact. We got balloons for her birthday, got some lovely helium balloons, which we ordered. And when they arrived, the little thing they were attached to wasn't quite heavy enough. So my mother-in-law got one of the little presents that one of the little toys that my niece plays with, and tied that to the balloons to sort of weigh it down. And we brought it home. And it absolutely scares the shit out of Cleo. It makes her go absolutely berserk. But I'm going to show you what it is. It's this.
Oh, it's like a troll hippo hamster. It's like a troll hamster.
It's a hamster with troll's hair. And so when she sees this, she loses her goddamn mind. So it's like a little purple hamster with blue hair. And it's got a little smiley face, but for some reason that scares her. And I was going to ask, was there a thing when you were a kid that was like not a scary thing that used to scare the shit out of you? But obviously you've answered that question.
The
birthdays.
Idea of getting old.
Yeah. Yeah.
The 9th birthday.
Yeah.
House meeting.
I live in a house made of iron sheeting.
House meeting.
Well, happy birthday, listener, sincerely. Dear, what a treat that was.
Oh, speaking of a treat, we've had an email as
beautiful.
Well to our pappysflatshare@gmail.com. Get in touch, guys. Come on, guys. Please do get in touch. This is from David via pappysflatshare@gmail.com. He says, "Dear Pappies, a minor point of order." In house meeting, brackets, Pasta Rivita Baby, Series 10, Episode 28, you mentioned that the Judder Man advertised Smirnoff Ice. Now, I think this was me who made this mistake. He says the Judder Man was actually from the advert for the Schnapps-based drink Metz, also a very early example of Julian Barrett's work. And then he goes on to give us what I'm going to say, too much information. I remember this because about 20 years ago, I won a Metz branded bottle opener key ring in a pub quiz in the Plymouth pub, The Penny Come Quick. Lovely name for a pub. It remains my key ring to this day. The pub quiz was usually based on postal trivia, since it was next to the giant Royal Mail Data Entry Centre, the MDEC, which almost all Plymouth students worked at. Anyway, cheers everyone. Bye, Dave.
Lovely.
You know when we were saying get in touch? You know,
sometimes. I know. I really like that because, you know, when you start having, you know, when you ask somebody if they're all right and they tell you for realsies, I feel like that's what we've got from Dave
great.
There. He's like, I'll get in touch. And then he started chatting away. He had loads of info to give us. You know, not all of it necessarily, you know, not some of it not even tangential to what we were talking about. But you know what? There's not a bit of that that I didn't enjoy, Dave. Thank you so much.
I would love to know more, actually, Dave. So get in touch again. Please do. Great stuff.
If anybody's got any more information about the Penny Come Quick or the MDEC, please do get in touch. No more information about Mets, though. That's closed now.
We're all
officially
full up.
That is closed. We're all we're full of Mets. Mule was another one. Do you remember
it
Mule?
It really was, yes.
Yeah. Loved Mule.
Today's episode was produced by...
Was,
oh, sorry.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I read David's message and I thought, you know what? I'm going to be a bit more like David.
No.
I'm going to start talking. No. But no, Carrie, you are 100% right. Absolutely right. Let's wrap the episode up there.
Today's episode was produced by Emma Corsham. Caution team. Cheers, everyone. Bye.
Could you see they had it in
no,
copper?
No.
It was kept in copper
no,
barrels. And that's what apparently gave it its distinctive taste.
Okay, no messing about. We haven't got time for this today. Okay, let's whip through it. Today's Patreon Neighbourhood Watch roll call. Let's get it done. Let's move on. Okay. Who's going to kick things off? Oh, please, can we just be upstanding, please? We haven't got a lot of time for this. No time for that today, I'm afraid. We've really got to get cracking on. Can you get the trumpeters out of here, please? Okay. Thank you. Okay, leave your invoices at reception. Thank you. Okay. Has someone paid the trumpeters?
Burp.
Oh, sorry, there's another trumpeter still in here. Can you, no, two of them now. Can you get... No, you have to go back out. No, get back out. The invoice is at reception. Please, we haven't got time for this today. Someone pay the trumpeters. Close the door. Burp. Oh, God, the trombonist is in here. Can we get the trombonist out, please? Oh, God, what is that? A bassoon? I'm not good with instruments. The tuba. No, that's the clarinet. Get the I'm no good with instruments. Get out there. The trombone, the saxophonist, the tuba. Oh, my God, someone's got the snare drum in here. I'm no good with instruments. Get out. Close the door, please. Okay, someone invoice the band. We've got no time for this. Let's get on with today's Patreon Neighbourhood Watch roll call. Oh, my God, no. Get that bass guitarist out of here. We haven't got time for any slap bass. Sorry. Okay, and please, I cannot stress enough, your invoice is at reception. Okay, let's crack on with today's Patreon Neighbourhood Watch roll call.
He's. Let me tell you now, speaking of flan, it's George Kaplan.
Oh, what a steal!
Yeah.
He's standing with his shoulder near his back.
Oh, great place for a shoulder to be.
It's Ed Jacks. Get out of here! He's
an absolute fucker.
What?
Whoa.
It's Tom Drucker.
She's running as fast as she can. It's Colleen O'Sullivan.
He He's going to visit his mother because he can afford to. It's Owen Rutherford. Oh, he. Get out of here. Get out of here. Get, get that one man band out of here.
He is my favorite.
He's my favorite man.
It's Mark Nicholson.
He's my favorite man. It's Hal Duncan.
He's my favorite man. It's Justin Davies. Whoa. Please, unplug that keyboard. Get out of here. Invoice is in reception.
He's just not going to leave me alone. It's Peter Ovenstone.
She likes to eat Spanish eggs. That's right, huevos. It's Claudia DeVos. That concludes this week's Neighborhood Patreon Watch. Roll call, get the musicians back in here! There's an owl on my trousers!
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.